This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
New matches and features keep this workhorse at the top of the card. This is your IGN review of WWE 2K24 by Jarrett Green. The pressure of an annual release schedule can be a curse for big sports series like WWE 2K. Look no further than the maligned 2K20 to see why. A game so rough, it actually forced publisher 2K to take 2 years off and regroup, which led to the redesign that got it to the much better place it's in today. In many ways, WWE 2K24 seems like the final form of this new vision for the series. Some nagging bugaboos persist, like this year's showcase mode that suffers from the inability to recreate genuine moments in wrestling history in video game form, while also trying to rewrite that history. And yet, it's marginally better in almost every other way than the last two, touting small but smart additions to well-tested systems and modes as opposed to taking bigger risks. It doesn't take long to see that the title for Best Looking Wrestling Game is still locked firmly in the hands of the 2K series. There are far fewer wrestlers that have outdated gimmicks this time around, and besides a couple noticeable exceptions, all of the top stars look just like their real-life counterparts, from their signature hairdos to the details of their gear and tattoos. When you dig past the looks and into its mechanics, you'll need to sift through 2K24 with a fine-toothed comb to find significant differences between this and last year's edition. The biggest addition is the Super Finisher, which lets you spend 3 finisher stocks to do a bigger, badder version of your finisher. These live up to their moniker, as I never had to worry about someone kicking out of them, though it might take more work than it's worth to build up that many stocks, since every second you spend in a match is one where the tides can turn against you. All the other little tweaks are pretty subtle. There are cute new weapon options like microphones and smaller objects that can be thrown now, which is a fun and funny way to do damage at range. As far as the types of matches, the special guest referee match has the most potential for multiplayer chaos, as one player can choose to control the referee and either enforce the rules fairly or skew things however they see fit. There's also ambulance and casket matches, both with similar goals: shove the opponent inside a box that they don't want to be in by any means necessary. The former is easily the better version of this concept, as there are many more ways to interact with the ambulance, including using it as part of your game plan by throwing foes off of it. The casket match feels the most like a regular match with a different way to win, as the coffin just lingers off to the side of the ring waiting for you to deal with it. For those who want to book their own WrestleMania moments, Universe Mode and MyGM have you covered. Neither make huge strides forward from last year's editions, but prospective general managers will find some neat new toys to play with in MyGM. The most interesting to me were the post-PLE trades that allow you opportunities to pass talent between promotions, wheeling and dealing with rivals to get your roster in ship shape for the next stretch of the campaign. Superstars have individual ring levels that can be increased through training and regular booking, which helps them accumulate perks like getting bonus quality points for participating in specific match types or being able to switch classes for free. These granular additions, as well as new general managers to choose from and a big list of new power cards at your disposal to shake things up week to week, truly make for the best MyGM mode yet. WWE 2K24 is clear proof that 2K and Visual Concepts have certainly hit their stride when it comes to making today's package better on the whole than yesterday's. While not drastically different, there are enough new little features added to every inch of this iteration that make it well worth climbing back into the ring. Old enemies still have their number, though, such as making its docuseries showcase mode feel good to actually play, creating a more consistent tone and pacing in My Rise, and getting more of the current day roster up to the high visual bar that's currently only hit by its most popular superstars. But even with those lingering annoyances, WWE 2K24 puts an impressive cap on a 3-year run of great wrestling games. WWE 2K24's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest WWE 2K24 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.